where I call it out now, and I don't bring anything, I don't bring any speaker, I don't bring anything. The equipment already in the equipment in the hall already.
Stress-free event indeed.
And I was at the top of my game. Now when I'm in the club, you know, I play for the women, yet.
Oh really? Not the guys.
Nah.
But you never start, you get snowy.
You get now.
Welcome to another episode of the Veracity Podcast. Today I have a celebrity DJ, no VDJ. Because I don't know the rave that is going on now. They don't want to be called DJ. You have to put the V. Why do you have to put the V? What is so important about the V?
No, it depends. If you're a VDJ, that means you play VD also.
Oh really? Yeah, so different. do they place like a plasma TV when you go for an event for it to start putting?
Yeah, the DJs that go to event with their decoder and display what they show.
Really?
The DJs that go for a wedding reception and they do the decoder and they display the music that they play. They play only video music, even the clubs that use
video.
Display, and like that. So that's a different vision than DJ.
Interesting. Wow, that's very interesting. Now I'm very, very clear. Thank you so much. His name is VDJ Big Scratcher.
Big Scratcher.
Hey, what's your government name? I like to ask that question very, very well. Of course, DJ Big Scratcher is not your name.
That's my name.
What's in there? Your government certificate. I'm not talking about the surname.
For example, your name is Veracity.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is your show. So make sure your fans eager to know what her name is. You get to search it to know that what that girl's name, what that guy goes for. But I think just keep it that way.
Just keep it that. This guy is trying to use school for me because he is a ABC DJ. I got me
coming. My name, I'm an idol.
Abel.
Of my name. My name is Abel.
I like that. Abel, brother of King. Now you can kill Abby. Okay, this was such an impromptu recording, and he agreed to do this with me. Thank you so much for coming on the Veracity Podcast. As usual, I'm your talkative podcaster. Veracity is my name. Hope you have not forgotten after this long period of time. Today, we're basically just talking about his journey, DJing, VDJing, when he decided to add the V to his DJ. How has been the journey so far? When did you start recording, doing DJ? When did you start? How was it like?
2007.
2007? Really?
2007, yeah.
Where did this start from? Were you like in school, secondary school?
All school, then in Lagos State.
Oh, you came from Lagos?
Yeah, all school, yeah. I actually learned DJ in the beach, Koramu Beach, Koramu, then.
Are you serious? Island, you're not a big guy, you.
Then, so the DJ business keeps it going. The mobile DJ, you keep traveling there, it takes you to a different state, different locality like that.
You have had to travel interstate for DJ work.
Yeah, you go to different state and then local state like that.
So it's a DJ boy that brought you here.
Yeah.
Not like you wanted to be here in the first place.
No, I'm not from here.
Oh, you're not from here?
Yeah, not from here. My name is Bayo.
Wait, are you Yoruba? Because you told me you're Koshiba at one time.
Yeah, Koshiba still. By birth,
okay.
I was told I'm from Koshiba State.
You were told?
It's complicated. I've not been there before. I grew up in Lagos. I was born and
brought up there.
In my school, certificate from Kaidayo.
Wait, is your mother from Yoruba? How do you not have a Yoruba name? I don't understand.
Yeah, when we grew up in Lagos State, my stepmom is from Yoruba.
Okay.
Which is the first woman.
Okay.
Okay, so we grew up like that. What are Yoruba names?
Oh, yeah. In your house?
Yeah, I wear
Yoruba
name.
Both your mom's children and your stepmom's children, everybody had Yoruba name.
That's how I grew.
Wow, I like that.
We had this village. You don't put our friend to the village. I go to the village. I don't go to the village. I don't go to the city.
Interesting. Wow, this is a very wonderful revelation. Your name is Bayo.
Yeah, I don't really know. I've gone to Koshiba still. Like, I'm going to my house. I'm going to...
So have you ever been to your state? Like,
I've gone there. Based on disc jockey. Based on DJing. Yeah.
Not like you are going to visit your grandparents or anybody.
No question of such.
Wow, interesting. Yeah. So you were in school and you started DJing.
Yeah.
What prompted it? Were you like in the club? You've always loved music.
Loved music, then this guy I used to work with was for money to sell CDs for them.
In the era of CDs.
I was selling, I was like a CD boy to him, and I came in for the event. So from there, I killed him.
You killed him. And they were not doing shaka. Or they were not doing this drum.
They were doing scratch then, but they were never doing drum then. It was analog.
Oh.
Yeah.
How were you able to learn? Like, how long did it take for you to learn? One month,
I was selling CDs, you know. This equipment was in the shop, so I had access to it. I had
free
access
to it.
So, yeah, that I did. Then I went to the beach also to Africa also. I've been in the studio for a couple of years because I was like serving the guy to make some money. So I hope he did that for a while. So.
Was he paying when you were serving him? Or you're making money for yourself?
When you sell CDs, when it was then, you sell CDs, you're sure of your breakfast. You're sure of your lunch before you close. At the end of the month, he will pay you.
He pays you something.
Yeah.
And you're getting money. That back then, it was actually a reasonable amount of money.
So keep you on check in school and the rest of the thing.
What did you study in school?
Engineering.
Did engineering? Yeah. Which branch of the engineering?
Mechanical.
Mechanical, you're coming to do scratchy.
Well, that is my hobby. This cut don't change now.
Did you ever work with your certificate from school?
No, I haven't. It's a personal thing. Like, I do fix my girlfriend's clothes. I think my sister
so
won one.
You went to 4 years. No, 5 years.
I don't
5 years engineering. So you went to 5 years in school to be fixing your girlfriend's stuff.
I can fix it in the house now. I just fix it now. To move back and fix it in the house. Man. But see, I'll put sure I can't put time for see.
No, it's not like you have to put a sign, but I mean, with your certificate, you can work in big companies.
Yeah, but you have to referral. No, I don't really have that. You, but I knew it, and when I finished school, I went to my dad, that this is what you've been paying for. I give it to him.
I really
have a soft copy in my GBO, the rest is the right tickets. But I believe one day I will, you know, actually establish. I don't want to do it. I don't want to go from school. I don't want to go in boom in the morning. So I want to about the country.
Okay.
I think the business from scratch is different from going in with money.
Yeah.
If you can come in to me with money and before tomorrow he goes loud.
Why?
Because he came with money, bought the equipment, sophisticated ones, blah, blah, blah. That's it.
Interesting.
Maybe when I'm retiring as a DJ,
you have plans to retire from DJ work?
Yeah, I'll come to retire very well.
Really?
I have plans now. I'm going to get to my settling now, so I'll be going to a nightclub to work for somebody where retiring at home. So maybe I'll go to premium event, like wedding reception, parties.
Some big people down level.
Yeah, those rock going to clothes and doing blah blah blah. Yes, I'll thank you. We can stop it. So.
Interesting. I like that. So, when you were in school, you're still doing DJ work.
Yeah,
did you ever get any events in school?
Yes, my faculty night, computer night.
Oh, they knew you.
I don't have one pushed you away now. I don't know where you start from now.
Ah.
Get a small money from your colleague and contribution in your department. You don't even pay your own dues. You don't know you're the one doing DJ work.
Oh,
so,
boy. Yeah, I don't party free of charge.
I know.
And this is sort of something.
No, you know, the DOS must pay now. Pay contribution, faculty, departmental. So when you know they're good, you find a little carry, they come do the main Unilag night.
Oh, you went to Unilag?
Big boy.
Yeah. Oh, shit. We don't actually behave like the regular Lagos boy that Raz.
Why you say Lagos? Because you get all Raz now.
No, it's not like that. If somebody grew up in Lagos, you easily recognize them like this person. You don't look like you stayed here, you have been here, you look like Lagos person. Like, it's just very easy to spot them out.
That's for you. But I've stayed for you, you for a very long time, you know.
Like, how many years have you stayed here?
I've stayed for a long time. I've come and gone.
Okay.
But I've stayed since, I think about 6 years in you.
Really?
Yeah, come and go.
Really
the lounge still brings me, different stations brings me, so
So let me ask, when you started the job properly, like when you started making money from the job, which, maybe it might be the one time you were in school, how much was your first pay that you were like, this one is my money from DJ work?
The first pay? After the training,
like?
The first job I went for with my own dad, I had to go and get equipment on myself and do this was a school event.
Was a school event
still?
Were you still in school? Or
still in school, yeah.
Okay.
It was a matriculation day, so the one of the hostels, senior hostels, had the body being a DJ, so.
Okay.
And the first kid then, 15,000.
15K? That was big money. What year was that?
No, that was a long time.
It was big now.
It wasn't really that big, but you need to be on school level. That time, you think you're 15 now, you think you're 100 now.
I can buy a bag of water at least 17 naira back then.
No, that time, you don't do ice water. You don't pure water, you do ice water.
Oh, it was ice water?
No, the ice water. You don't small nylon bag, you put water inside and you drink.
Wow.
Not pure water.
I was was not even in that era. So, but I met it at a point.
Okay.
I didn't really drink it back there. So how did it feel like? Any 15K, even on my money.
Yeah, dog, I used to my money. I started seeing that there's money in
this. There's money inside.
This business.
But you have to sort out because the equipment you bought now, right?
Initially, it was a hobby you get.
Mm.
I didn't know I'm not earning much money from it.
Oh, you said as a hobby.
It's my hobby, so that I don't really think I would fund a DJ. Yeah, so when I started the money with business and exposing it to people, people get to know you.
Yeah.
There is some women that you might not, sorry to say, women that you might not have privilege to be with, get to look for you and you list of them. So what are you saying? Let us keep moving. That was it. That was it.
Wow, interesting.
That was it too.
How many years you've been in DJ work now? Which experience really made you feel like, I'm all kind of that do this thing? No,
it's just the exposure, you know, the exposure, the creativity. Creativity now, things have changed from analog to digital. We have new equipment coming, we have new scratch skills, new drums. Makes you more creative. I mean, if a young guy comes up to challenge you, makes you go back to do your homework. So that was it.
Have you had the opportunity to meet like top political people? Let me use you because here they like politics very well in the UK. Have you had opportunity through this your DJ work, like you able to meet big politicians here? You've DJed in
I've been back to back the state winner champion and back to back in the state now.
Oh, really? They do competitions for DJ?
Yes, ma'am. 2011, 2012, 2013, I was the popular DJ in the Kaiwo State. Then I was awarded, then 2017 again. So I knew basically I was the official DJ with the government house then.
Really?
So all the government DJs, I went for the government DJs. Then before I had the PJ, then before I had VG on board. So you do go to government. So those people like are just there. So that's all the privilege you do have. So you can walk in there, you can walk in there. So that is just 16.
Let me smile. I feel like
being
your
boy. You are there and you come to time. Don't share money. Once you are there, you still get the money.
You still get.
Yeah.
Or more.
You get. That's it.
Oh my goodness. What have been the biggest experience that you went for that you were like, oh my, this event was so stress-free. I really enjoyed myself, DJ. Of course, you have to enjoy yourself doing your job every time.
Yeah, I did.
Which experience?
That you are just there. Phone call you and you said, how much you talk for a DJ? And he said, 200,000 now.
Mm.
And then he said, okay, no problem. But, so the, I catch for a gig, but the first price was 20,000. I billed the person, and the person did not argue.
Wow, did not even argue at all.
He said, okay, fine. He once saw me in the club. Then and he told his friends that this guy will play for me when I want to get married. So a long time ago.
Wow.
He kept to read and called me, and I was in town, but I had to call me for the event. Well, I told it out and I don't bring anything, I don't bring any speaker, I don't bring anything. The equipment already in the equipment in the
what
hall already.
A stress free event indeed.
So that if this new place is on that do event, the event center, they have their own equipment. So there is speaker, there's an engineer. What you don't do is go and
bring your laptop
log
and scratch.
Play. Don't go back.
Wow.
That is
literally
it.
Just stress free. And there was food for drinks and all of that.
Of course, no. Logistics, everything, accommodation.
Do you still have the guys' contact?
Yeah, of course.
When you DJ for some persons, they just keep your contact and they refer you to other people.
Yeah, we keep customer relations.
Have you had referrals from people you DJed my friend's job and he referred me to you, so you come and DJ my own?
That's what we do now. We have to maintain them too because they bring jobs for you. When you do well, they refer to contact. And this particular guy, I became a family DJ.
Wow.
Anything in the family that we're on, his sister,
yeah,
his
uncle, doing everything.
Anything in the family, it's big scratcher.
Oh, no, you don't go foul. That's really nice.
Anything, you keep them.
That's really nice.
The contact that you made, that even because for your job, they don't need to pay you first because you don't need to insure. Once you just call you don't move. Yeah, sure, this one is not insured. You need to start asking, telling them how much you do pay.
Yeah,
I asked my account details that the beneficiary in his phone.
Oh, beneficiary?
He's general. So,
I really like this.
So just go. So even if you go and you are done working, you're not there, it's busy, just pack your thing and go.
Yeah,
so
you're sure, it's morning, guaranteed.
Once you tell him hello, he replies a lot.
Oh boy. So have you ever DJed on credit? You said pay, you don't have to worry. Have you ever DJed that you had to start begging? Pay my balance now.
Yes. That's what we DJs used to face. But now we have tried to tell you that, see, you have to, because they'll come and preach to you. Some of them will tell you, once I'm there in the wedding reception, once I see you, I'll balance you after the event. You know, if you go meet bride or wedding gown, the after madam for now. So those kind of things. Money I don't make for this business, eh? You want me to owe me? Plenty positive thing I don't make.
Are you serious?
That's the word
like
now.
Like, the people are still owing you.
Yes, I can't get to it. I've gone.
People that have given birth, they are still owing you.
Yes, ma'am. Debt they remain, balance they remain. When you go, you don't go.
So we try to cover you some.
So right now, non agreement, just pay full.
Pay full first.
Just pay full.
So back then, how do you collect? Do you collect like 80% or 50%?
Some of the 50-50s. Some of the 50-50s, yeah, in balance. So now just pay full, or when I get to the event center, when I'm there, before the equipment will even talk, you have to balance. So, but yeah, I like just pay full.
Have you ever had any event that you had to vex and pack and go? You didn't finish playing?
No, you won't do that. No. You have to just deliver the job first, 100%. And just prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Wow. Have you had this reason that they stabbed you, they didn't give you food, no water, no drink or
anything? Yeah.
Oh, there's no special reservation for DJs.
They used to do that, but when there are people that would be in charge of that, but when they get to the event center, they see a lot of crowd and they try to attend to the crowd. But you as a DJ, if you're alone, you can't leave the deck to start fighting for food. Already paid for the job.
Yeah.
You get. So probably when the waitress or someone or something passed by, you simply give me food, or your colleague goes and gets food for you.
Yeah.
But plus or minus, if the food no come, maybe the balance comes, no worry.
After the money is there, no problem. So now you have been in the game for a long time. Do you have people working on that, like boys you are training?
Yeah. I stopped counting my DJs. I had about 30 something DJs.
I trained.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I have a group of DJs nationally. It's called the Squad Family DJs.
I like the name.
Yeah, we have Squad Family DJs. We have girls inside.
I like girls that scratch. There is a popular girl in Akwa Ibom. She's a scratcher. She's a DJ.
Yeah, she's a DJ.
Yeah, are you guys friends?
Yeah, we are.
You know, there's this beef between OAPs in this view. Is it same like that with DJs?
It's everywhere, even in the market, that type of people, there's beef. Everybody wants to be at the top.
So when you were winning the award back to back, people were beefing you.
It's not my turn now. So why will it be the same guy again? You think, even last year I got an award last year, so why the same guy again? So I don't come back to you and I got an award again. So what thing you really have with this guy?
So the beef was really
just the boy. When you open and social, so you see you walking around, my hand is different. That's whatever helped me, I came to see my hand was different. So the Lagos hand and your hand was different. Most of the songs, see, that's why you have internet download. So, what did they find? Maybe they feel like five more letter. I bought the song from there.
Yeah,
why
are you how to do it?
That is how it is.
So, when you decide to move from DJ, because you're using DJ before, when you decide to move from DJ to VDJ?
The lounge that employed me to work. So the lounge said we have to play DJ, we have to play video.
Okay.
So the customers will be entertained. Okay. Also, that while you're drinking, you watch the screen. Yeah, so I have to go back and start downloading videos. And the videos are large. Download videos. Then from there, I started keeping up. I'll go for a wedding reception. If you pay high, I'll tell your guy, see, two weddings, you pay high, I'll be with you.
So, when you know, some weddings, when brides people or groom people would have done clip of videos they want to play, is it DJ that plays this kind of video for them?
The videos,
and you know, sometimes when you go for weddings, like people that could not make it to the wedding, they will do it clips.
Okay.
They will put clips together to play for the bride, like a surprise kind of thing or something like that.
No, that's our job.
That's not your job.
My job is...
If I'm playing
the video unavailable, for example, you're going to be watching the video unavailable.
Okay.
I'm displaying the music and playing on deck if I'm displaying.
Interesting. I like that. What has been your worst experience since so far?
When you go for a job and equipment goes bad.
Ooh.
You log an event and the client will like, what's happening?
Wait, like your equipment stopped responding?
Yeah, it happened.
How many times has it happened?
Yeah. I remember once.
How did you feel? You yourself? What was it, the speaker or your
the
laptop?
Amplifier, the amplifier went bad. Yeah, because...
Brought out smoke.
Pop.
There was no way to...
The cameraman came to share the extension with me.
Okay.
So when he plugged the extension socket, it was a bridge with mine. And, so that was it.
There was no way to look for anyone around.
At the top of the event, they had to pause the couples from coming in, or the matching in of the couples.
Oh my goodness, so they were about to start.
I felt very bad.
Oh,
no eyes was on me. I was sweating under the EC.
Chai, but we're able to rectify the situation.
I made a call, I could call across.
Emergency.
I'll pay. So luckily, someone came, but the event was delayed.
Someone came
with another amplifier. We switched it and we continued.
I wanted to start getting your equipment together. I believe you have a couple of people. I've seen your stands
I have three events.
You go for, they invite you for three different events. You go for one, you send other people to one.
Yeah.
So the others.
I have equipment that can cover three events very well. So I can go for one event, then another DJ can come to another event. Rent out also.
Oh boy. Have you had experience of let's say you know this person and the person is coming to book you to DJ his event, and a DJ who is supposed to be your friend came to snatch the job? Have you had experience like that?
It happens now. You tell a client 100,000 now, and a DJ comes and says, you get 60,000 for the job.
Oh boy.
Like the money, you know, you won't go.
Yeah, and go for that one.
But now people know what they want. You get to go for that DJ, and but if we see go for the lesser amount, so it happens. It happens tomorrow.
Do you feel bad like they did not come and pick me?
No, I don't. Because I feel people know my worth and they know what I'm capable of doing. So it is my job to come to me. That's why I charge you. So it is the one I go for. That will cover everything.
I like that. Interesting. We've had situation of people bringing DJs and still bringing live band.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think DJ and live band, you can compare them?
Yeah.
Which one would you rate higher?
We work together. No one is the same platform.
Are you sure you're on the same platform?
Yeah, the reason why you're bringing live band and bringing DJ. Only for the international marriage, you need a live band.
Mm.
You get a live band, international marriage, and some Yoruba weddings, you use with live band and DJ.
Mm.
You get. On the other hand, man, I feel comfortable with live band with you because I don't need to bring my equipment.
Okay.
I just connect to your own sound and play direct.
Oh, really?
You want to see a live band, I'm happy that the live band
can go. Makes your work easier.
Yeah.
In that situation where you had that your amplifier went bad, live band would have covered.
Yeah, exactly. But somehow when you don't know there's a live band there, you already have equipment, there.
Mm.
If there's a live band
there,
those wasted equipment. That's another money.
So you don't beef when you see live band coming, like they're coming to compete with me.
But when I'm playing my own, live band is not in the game, not in the same league.
So which one is higher? You're not in the same league. Which one is higher? DJ or live band?
Well,
because you know they have to be very truthful. Don't be biased.
DJ is doing his job. Live band is without one person not complete. Yeah, without this guy is not complete.
Actually,
DJ is on his own. DJ is faggy. You keep moving.
DJ, yeah. Do you know that people's work? This one, they are sweating it out to bring it out.
So how do you just? How
if you are doing your wedding tomorrow, which would you prefer? Would you like the both or one?
No, the DJ.
DJ
depends. You have been a traditional marriage, you'll be a band, you'll be a live band.
Okay, if it's a white.
Yeah, white will be with DJ.
With DJ. Interesting. Do you have anybody you can boldly recommend, like a DJ friend, or probably somebody you don't talk to? Do you have anybody like that you don't talk to, your fellow DJ people? Like people have slight beef, or just like day. Do you have anybody like that?
No, I don't. Because if I go to do it, I'm at the top of my game. I don't have anybody that I should feel bad about.
Probably they did something that hurt you, something like, no, like anybody, you guys don't really vibe.
Anybody that goes wrong with me, nobody will go wrong with me.
Why?
Because maybe in this part of the state, we are the executive of the association.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so that fine, you will not pay if you go wrong with this culture.
Okay.
Yeah, so people are cool.
They try to play cool.
People are cool. And so even if there's something go wrong, you know, I'm putting it here, you just keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when you're having a bottle, and just infuse it.
Okay.
And it settles there.
I like that. So my question again. Do you have any DJ, let's say somebody came to book you for an event and you're like, oh guy, I'm not so well, but I have this person I can recommend, chest for this person. 100%.
Plenty DJs now.
You have plenty of them.
Yeah, plenty DJs. Yeah. Even the lounge that called me and said, see this DJ wouldn't give me your IC. I mean, the okay, I say, this
okay,
one.
Okay, they are calling to ver- for verification.
Yeah, I say, this one, the okay. This one, I never said I'm pick up before, but did they play back before.
Okay. Yeah,
this one, you do when they dress, when they do, is okay. I had it.
Really?
Yeah, they do have no.
Is that how you are, or is it because you are a guy? Because this kind of.
You have to tell them the truth now. I'll tell you the truth, but I can't do everything myself. I'm working.
You can't, yeah.
Yeah, I'm working, I'm doing well.
Have you had other DJs recommend you to?
Yeah, I have.
And you heard from the person that
is. As a matter of fact, that job I told you about that, he met in the club and told his friends I must play his wedding. Mm-hmm. So when he came back to look for me, he knows another DJ. So he had to call this DJ.
Yeah.
He called one of the PJ in the state. I asked him for my number.
Mm-hmm.
DJ gave it to him. He wasn't really sure of the number. He got the question. DJ asked him. I had to call another DJ. This female DJ asked me about this.
Okay.
He got DJ gave him my number. He had to compare the two number.
Yeah.
Before calling.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Before calling. The DJ, but yet he came for me. So you think that happened?
No, interesting.
It happens.
Interesting. Have you done any work for free? Like free of charge? This is my question. Free of charge.
Assist. We do now. Nigeria, what do you do?
Is it for events or for clubs or for lounge?
Event, or maybe a baby party, I go need this, I will have no problem. Just come and carry it and return it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I mean you going to play, you yourself, not sending your boys.
I will send someone to go there.
Oh, you don't play for free?
Then if I come there, maybe I see the place is motivated to touch the wheel.
Okay.
I'll touch the wheel, not that I'll prepare myself to come and play the event. No.
But do you ever think you can do it? Let's say like tomorrow now, Akpabio, who is obviously a senator right now, is doing like a get-together.
Yeah.
And he's like, I need a DJ. Would you volunteer to go play like for free?
He will pay. You're not going to pay tomorrow.
But you can do it for free. Knowing that he's the kind of person that he's always a release, would you like to like do it for free?
Well, no one knows tomorrow. So personally, I will not do it.
Okay.
Well, if I'm going for it, it's an opportunity to get what I'm going to get. So why am I going for free? I won't do it.
Interesting. Nice one. So the money is really coming in this DJ profession.
Yeah, the money is coming in like all the way, you know. Well, the country is very expensive. So, like,
you're spending, and your equipment, right?
Yeah, equipment are getting expensive, right? More expensive than before.
You are now listening to the Veracity Podcast.
Yeah. How do you mix? Like, what is the inspiration? How do you get inspiration to mix? You know, sometimes you don't know if you should play high life, if you should play pop, if you should play hip hop, or I'm a piano. How do you just get all of that? Or do you go with the flow of the events? Or you come down there with your mixtape already?
Everything is lined up. Everything is live. Do it there. Do the mixing live there in the event. So basically, what you do is you go for a wedding reception, the kind of music that should be played.
Okay.
Yeah, from the genre of the music, from the blues to the party on. That's the one you play in the wedding reception. Now, there's a DJ I watched play wedding reception. He plays upside down.
But
playing the blues. Blues. And the blues way in playing our blues way, the wife flee the husband. The way break my heart. I listen to the lyrics first now. Even Kizaniel, Madu, I want to shift our womb. You don't play those in wedding reception. That's all we play.
Or more.
So some songs you listen to them. You're James Blunt, you're beautiful, your hand is something like that. Every song we could make them fit together is fine. But a man met a woman is my love for life, your hand. Not heartbreak music because it's blues, it's just play, you know.
That's how the reggae play the blues.
So songs like that. Then in the party aspect of it, you watch your crowd. A good DJ must watch his other crowd. You get to know what the crowd likes, you know, and then you keep doing that. Yeah.
You as a person, what kind of songs do you like? And does it affect your playing?
We don't allow what you like to come out.
Okay.
Because we are playing for the people, for the listeners, not for ourselves. Yeah, yes.
But do you enjoy yourself playing what you don't like for other people? Do you enjoy yourself
that way? The demand of the crowd, you have to like the music.
Okay.
And at times, we the DJ makes you like a particular song.
Oh.
Yes, and someone is supposed to like you, update you, and make sure you like the song, go with the song. Song that we like, we don't like putting it out, so because we don't play the party. Yes, so, we'll play for the crowd, the listeners,
okay,
not for ourselves.
Have you had a celebrant, groom, bride, or anybody come to tell you, don't play that song, please play this particular song for me, that's this song I want at this moment?
Yeah.
Or probably when the bride's family is dancing, we want this song, change it, don't play it, don't play that one.
It happens.
And you don't get peace, you just.
That's why the planning was wrong. That's why nowadays we do meet the couples.
Okay.
For the wedding. Okay, or they send that song on social media. Okay. Use their playlist. They have their own songs. A lot of people that want to dance with their their mother.
Mm.
You say, please,
mother
feed mother first.
Dance, or father dance.
Please feed mother. Some people dance, couple dance.
Mm.
Yeah, so there are songs that, you know, Cutting Off Cake has hot song,
yeah,
and things like that. So there are songs that we play. If your client gives you a song, you should play. You have to play it according to one you should play.
Okay.
But at times, we DJs, the part we don't like is that there's a guy that wanted to dance in Drake.
Okay.
Now, there should be girls. The fine party.
I'm a piano.
But this is what the couples gave you to play.
Okay.
So at that point, now, they go see the DJs, everything you do.
Confusion.
You get. But meanwhile, this is what the clients
want.
And but the groomsmen, the she will get the old people there. Saying, DJ, what are you playing?
It's kind of confusion.
Yeah, but this,
which one is easier to select a playlist? Is it the main party or the after party? Where they go to clubs or any other place to go and do after party?
It's the same thing. Your head has to be sharp on music. Like if I play one song now, I have like 1,000 songs within that I know can match the tempo.
You flow with it.
Yeah, you have to love music if you want to be a DJ, good DJ.
Okay.
Love music.
Both old, new, ancient,
before
Jesus Christ.
So when you play one song, there are 100 songs in your head that you already know that can match it.
It happens to me like that. Should I be a DJ?
You can be a DJ now.
That might call you. You know, I know some songs.
Yeah, you can be a DJ.
Hey!
You need a DJ.
Be like how I call Leno.
Yeah, DJ is brilliant.
Do you take money to write agreements?
What?
Do you take money? You know when you tell the ones to put apprentice now, they will pay money to write agreement and all of that.
No problem, agreement. You pay money to learn the job. So we see pay the agreement.
Now you see the same thing now.
Oh, you need the agreement for our own side. Just pay money to come learn the work.
How much do you take for training?
It depends. First of all, we have to look at you very, very love music. Because on DJs, they give us headache. But that thing will show you. You need to enter. Thank God that the work is easy now, that it's laptop. They don't see it. It's very hard to suggest to even. Well, look at 100,000 now. Because of you.
How many weeks for that one? How many years? Sorry.
You're not up to a year now, you'll be good.
Ah, 100K.
When you practical down, they send you out, give you job, join.
They do not pay commission to you if you send them out for
job. I'll give you a platform, you see your own income.
100K. How what's the duration for that 100K? 3 months? No, 6 months?
100K, 5 months. How could you on 5 months?
5 months.
Yeah.
For 1 month, I feel I'm a fast learner.
It's not about knowing it. If you know I'm free 1 month, if you know how to mix and you know that the event that you go that even school driver of 100 now can mess you up.
Or more. So you teach all of that together.
Yeah, yes.
Going back to this song, have you played at an event for old people? Let's say people are celebrating wedding anniversary, let's say 50 years. And how do you select your playlist for those old people? You know you're not going to be playing with kids.
We play old school, you know, we play old school,
strictly
90s, 80s, but nowadays the country don't change, you know. because this after wedding party where they do, you play for this man and this woman to be dancing. And believe me, there are people that have been paid and their job is to bring in girls to that same party.
Oh boy.
So those will see very soon it will change everything to normal current music. Because even these old men now, man, they like the current music. You know, if you bring girls to the party now, come see continue to play Kuwa the gang. So along the line, you switch, but you go give the men what they want.
The
couple, the old, the 70s, 80s, 90s, you get back to back. Then when you see, say, you know, women are tired, their wives don't begin to go. You know, they begin to go. The ones now, they want deal with the, you know, come turn the light off and you go switch. You know?
Oh boy. Have you been at a burial event before?
Yeah, I've played at a burial event.
How is it like? People are crying over a dead person. Now you're doing.
Not all burials are tears. You know?
Yeah, actually, yeah, not all.
Some with the white, some with the black. But whichever way, you must play music.
We must play music. Music is the method.
We play gospel now. I can play gospel music now. Bury the person. We play gospel music now. It's the same thing as being a live band. The same thing.
Okay. Well, talking about gospel, have you DJed at a Christian marriage? They are telling you, you play anything other than message,
we've been playing gospel throughout.
You just play gospel.
Yeah, some of the pastors' weddings or whatever.
How did you cope? You as a DJ that like you like varieties.
You have to be central. You have to have all the playlists. All the gospel songs, you have local songs, you have CBB songs, you have traditional music.
Okay.
So you go for traditional marriage, traditional music.
not called traditional marriage. Probably the girl is Igbo, the guy is.
You have to get the songs.
You have to mix it together.
You have to get the songs.
Now, you DJ for a radio station. How do you mix sensory some words inside? Do you still feel yourself when playing?
Yes, ma'am.
Like, you have to sense of F word and other words.
You have to bend yourself to suiting for the money you get.
It's all about the money that is for you.
That's the truth, man.
So, now let me ask you a very personal question. Which genre of song do you like as a person, not okay. DJ, aside the like remove the DJ title?
Okay. I love mid-tempo Afro pop.
Mid-tempo Afro pop.
Yeah.
You don't love country music?
No, my mom loves country music. It makes me when I hear Don Williams and Kenny Rogers, I get to remember my mom.
Okay.
You get just keep it there on tight.
Oh, I really like country music. I think when I get married, I would like them to play country music.
That's the problem with the DJ on our face, because the crowd will be expecting something and the DJ will be playing.
It's my day. You don't have to say anything.
DJ will play some broken heart, Mary Man. But maybe
that kind of thing. I like that you're able to bend whichever situation you're able
anywhere.
To bend.
Burial, book launching.
Have you gone for like rally, road walk, all those kind of things?
Rally, carnival.
Where have you not DJed? Like, which scenario, which party have you not DJed before?
No, I DJ everywhere. DJ everywhere. All kind of burial, traditional marriage, old school party. I don't play the party like this. I had to play only jazz.
Really?
Jazz music.
What about reggae? Life. Do people really like reggae? I feel like reggae is not something people really like in this part of the country.
We go for video night. Play reggae in those inside village. Play reggae. At time we
celebrate. Are people able to relate with you?
Yes. At time we celebrate legends. You know, I've gone back. I met Bob Marley and Dr. Best. We reggae night. We do it and.
May 11 is Mali night, Mali day.
Yeah, so
what is the peak for you when you are DJing? Is it like when you play a song and everybody's able to respond? You know, when the DJ is mixing and playing, let's say 4 years done, what can you pause it and people respond? How do you feel at that moment?
You feel you're giving, hey! You feel on top of it, you get. But basically, when I'm in the club, you know, I play for the women, you get.
Oh, really? Not the guys?
That's the thing behind it, you know. Like I know about length
so
about
women, it. They are the owner of the party.
When you play for the women, play what they will like. Yeah. When they see your son of dance,
Wow, I like
the idea. So once you do that, once you play for a woman and she's dancing on the dancing, you the guy we want to go for that girl.
Oh, more. This one is a very interesting.
That's the idea behind it. You see guys dancing, give you all the form. Once they don't stand up,
The party never starts.
I remember seeing.
Oh my goodness, I like this. I think I should come and learn the DJ work. What advice would you give to a young person that wants to go into DJ?
Yeah, I just stay consistent, you know, keep doing what you're doing.
Consistent.
Yeah, you have to try and create time for your laptop, because like most of the DJs open their laptop when they have events.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you also have time for your laptop. Yeah, what the difference between this DJ and these DJs, how you put the song. We're both playing the same song. So you have to create more time for your laptop at home.
People will do what they call prep.
Yeah, you have to
prep for everything.
Check it yourself, try to analyze your folders, you know, create more cue points and try and work on it. Not for you to just come out and add, you know, you already know what you do.
So what does that preparing help you? Does it help you for like emergency call? Like, come today, we have an event today. Have you had that kind of emergency situation before?
Yeah.
And you really deliver.
Yes, no.
This prepping helps. You
have to just make sure you keep on doing research, you know, keep doing research, stay at the top of your game. Create time for your laptop.
Okay.
Everything is there. Your song might go by, you don't know your song is corrupt. You just go and you want to play it and it's not playing, it shows error.
Oh boy.
Because you don't know that song is already bad. Only the USB connection have make it corrupt or something.
Okay.
So be good and don't try to be fatal. Don't stay low. Stay low. Respect your elders.
Respect the OG.
So that you can go off. Not trying to be
Don't do part yourself.
Just be
interesting. So this association you have here, is it like they do nationwide or it's just
national,
like a new thing?
National.
So here's the branch.
Yeah, that branch is all the states.
Oh really? People do like a yearly get together.
Yeah, we do. It's Dijan, it's Dijan, it's all of Nigeria, it's Dijan. So they have seminar every year. We talk about our problem, we wait forward the price control.
What? Really?
Yeah, we do that.
It's a serious business, so.
Yes, no, nationally. Wow. At times, we did go on strike. I don't know before I've kind of speak.
Anyway, this has been a very wonderful and interesting conversation. I like it.
All right.
I'm so happy. Thank you so much for coming through.
All right.
And in case you want to book a big VDJ, big scratcher, just drop your social media handle so they can reach out. If you get jobs from the Rusty Podcast, don't be bad.
My Facebook is VDJ Big Scratcher.
Okay.
Instagram is VDJ Big Scratcher.
Okay, you're not on Twitter.
I'm Twitter is DB Scratcher.
Alright, thank you so much, Abel. VDJ Big Scratcher. Thank you so much for coming on the Veracity Podcast.
Okay.
Alright, fam, till next episode, we're gonna be talking. Bye.